Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
On Wednesday this week, the city of Boston will mark the second anniversary of the Boston Marathon attack. In the first days after the bombing, the One Fund charity set up for victims collected more than $20 million. Eventually, it distributed almost four times that amount. Now, as victims approach the two-year anniversary, many of those who benefited are setting up their own foundations, not for themselves, but for others in similar situations. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz has the story.
Brittany Loring got her first check just days after the bombings, while she was still in the hospital for extensive injuries. At first, she didn't want to take it.
I felt very uncomfortable receiving money. Obviously, that happened quickly. All of a sudden, I'm in the hospital. I'm in shock. And then I'm receiving money, and I felt very uncomfortable about it.
But Loring, who spent more than a year in physical therapy and rehab, finally accepted the money after a talk with her father.
My father had a conversation with me. He was like, you know, this is something you need right now. I know it feels uncomfortable, but, you know, we can plan to pay it forward.
That conversation sparked the creation of the Brittany Fund for Trauma and Recovery. Established in the months just after the bombings, it raises money for people who've been injured through acts of terrorism, natural disasters, or car accidents. Loring says it's a way to take all the kindness she received after the marathon bombings and pay it forward, just like her father said.
I mean, what can you do when somebody gives you money? You can't really give them anything in return that's going to be enough of a thank you.
That's a sentiment shared by a number of people most affected by the attacks. Liz Norden is the mother of two men who lost legs in the blasts. She now runs the foundation A Leg Forever, which helps amputees afford prosthetics. She says she thought of it after seeing the price tag for one of her son's prosthetic legs.
His leg was $140,000, and he's above the knee, and they all range. And you need different legs, a running leg, a golf leg, a swimming leg.
Along similar lines is the Heather Abbott Foundation, founded by Heather Abbott. It focuses on customized prosthetics for special activities, even prosthetics that look like real legs. Abbott cites a statistic from the American Amputee Coalition that there are 500 new amputees in the United States every day. For most of those people, there is no one fund waiting to provide a check that can pay for medical bills, a prosthetic, and other life adjustments that come from a major injury.
I had a girl call me, a 17-year-old girl from North Carolina. She had seen my high heel, high definition leg on CNN. She wanted to know where I got it and how much it was. She said she had been amputee for a few years, and she really wanted to wear a leg like that to her prom.
But as Abbott says, that leg, which was given to her as a donation, normally costs up to $70,000.
She said to me, well, I guess I can ask my parents whether I can get that or go to college.
The Abbott Foundation is just getting off the ground, due to hold a launch fundraiser this weekend. But all of these organizations have challenges. They're relatively young, and donations so far have generally reflected that. There's also the difficulty of finding people who qualify. There's no yellow pages of people who've had amputations or suffered a crippling injury. Those running the funds and foundations are encouraging anyone who might need help or know someone in need to contact them so they can, in their own words, pass along some of the kindness they've received. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.